15, this is Houston. How do you read?
Houston, this is Colorado Hockey. Our audio seems to be a little bit off right now, but I think we should go ahead and go with it. Over.
That sounds beautiful, troops.
I'm going to try to initiate contact with Kevin. Kev!
You!
Kev, I'm sorry, but you don't know this yet, but I'm coming to you from the future where I found out that we completely and totally botched the audio on this, so we're going to pretend we're doing this from the moon and try to make it sound good. Cool?
Now 25 seconds. We have complete clearance for launch. We are go. 20.
Actually, hold on a second here. Let me see if I can't find a phase shifter and make this sound better.
15 seconds. Guidance internal. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. 8, ignition sequence start, engines on, 5, 4,
I think I got this. I think you're really able to hear what you're saying. Let me see if we can get this done. Okay, I think we're good to go on this. Hold your breath, and tell me what you think of the landing hit and suspension. Is this legit, or is this bullshit? Over.
Let's see. If we're choosing between legit and... I'm going to break it down in two ways. The penalty that was assessed in the game, the 5-minute penalty in a game misconduct, was completely legit. At the time, based off of where the ref saw it, what it looked like, that absolutely, I have absolutely no issue with the ref giving a 5-minute major in a game misconduct for what happened and for what they saw, because they don't have the benefit of instant replay when assessing those type of big penalties.
Coming up on 20 seconds, mark 20 seconds to TLI ignition.
They gotta judge it as they see it. They saw a blindsided hit, a player spinning through the air with his head swiveling a little bit, and they're taught to take that very, very seriously and assess those kind of penalties. So that penalty there was legit. The supplemental discipline here, the 2-game suspension, utter, complete bullshit in the biggest possible way.
15, Houston, we're showing good thrust.
Even listening to the video that was put out by player safety, they basically take all the main points that they usually look for in suspendable hits and say none of the criteria for those hits was met. It was not an elbow. He did not launch. Marchand was not injured. Landeskog even let up on the hit. They admit in the video that the first point of contact, the initial point and principal point of contact, was the shoulder. Yes, he did still get a little bit of the head, but still, all of these criteria they generally check off when giving anybody any type of suspension was not met, and they suspend him anyway. It makes absolutely no sense and highlights the complete inconsistency and utter bullshit that is Department of Player Safety in its entirety. They are inconsistent, they don't implement the rules equally and fairly across the board, and it's utterly absurd. This is a ridiculous suspension that is absolutely not warranted.
Capture. Legend.
Yeah, I had no problem with the Tyson Berry suspension. One, I thought it might have been a little bit long considering he had never been suspended or fined ever before, but like I said, it hit all the checks. It was late, it was away from the play, he clearly launched, he clearly left his feet, he clearly hit the guy in the head. This meets none of those things.
Yeah, this is erring on the side of just suspend him, I think. I don't know, there's something that happened between last year and this year, and I've seen it in a couple of the suspensions, so I think it's bullshit.
It's complete bullshit, and then you can just look at their reasoning for not suspending Zach Rinaldo of the Bruins a couple weeks ago, who had a questionable hit where he launched, where he targeted a guy's head, but also hit body, and they didn't suspend it.
I'd forgotten about that completely. You're absolutely right.
Ridiculous the way they don't do it. And it's surprising how so many of these ridiculously questionable decisions come against Eastern Conference teams.
And, I mean, at a horrible time for the Avalanche, who finally strung two games together, two wins. So
yeah, I mean, Landeskog has been in a bit of a rut, so it might not be as big of a blow as the Avalanche to the Avalanche as we would initially think. But it's a ridiculous suspension that should not have happened.
I agree. I think that we're both firmly on team bullshit for this one.
Bullshit.
Roger, guys, when you're comfortably through with the procedure here, we'd like for you to turn the thrust light out for us, please, by pulling the EMS main A and B circuit breakers, two of them, on panel 8.
Roger that. I think we got this under control, Houston. You stay awesome.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
I'm a smooth talker, aren't I?
Well, I'm glad you guys down there can figure all this out.
These technical difficulties brought to you by AvSpam, AVSFAM.com. The coolest talking shirts you're going to find anywhere. Here, the moon, Jupiter, everywhere. Check them out, www.avsfam.com. A special thanks to Kevin for joining us, putting up with us, and dealing with our technical difficulties. He's awesome. You should check him out. And if you have any thoughts on whether or not this was legit or bullshit, let us know about it. We'd love to hear it. Get on Twitter, find us at Hockey Colorado, and tell us if you think the landing hit and the suspension that went with it were dealt with correctly by the league, or if it was complete and total bullshit. Stay awesome.